she, the 50th Golden, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then she was sent to Bank River. And well, I said, is that still her mind? She said, oh, yeah.
Surely a little bungalow with a little bit
yeah.
of land
well,
would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it just got too much land, I think, now. And the bungalow too big, I mean, so. You need to get one or two bedroom bungalow, can't you?
Yeah, and I say, you know, I mean, obviously it's too big, but I mean, not from, the point of view that. The buildings are right upside of them, aren't they?
Well, I think that's what, as much as anything.
Yeah. But I mean, I see no point in all of us going out and looking for presents.
No.
Because you only come in with
what
little bits.
I mean, if you spend a tenner each, wouldn't you get nothing for a tenner? But if you spend £100,
you do.
You get something good on for
£100. Well, I mean, this is what I did. I don't know how much that garden furniture cost.
No.
But I mean, you know, it's pretty.
Yeah.
It can be pretty pricey because of what Glenn and George bought.
Well, I mean, well, we never had a hammock, wasn't it?
That's right.
Because we got a big project, so
yeah,
well,
but
we
not
could have bought
that.
One when we
I
started
mean,
off.
Yeah.
We'd have had one, but
yeah, but if I
don't do
that, Mick,
dearer.
I mean, the amount of time we have to sit in the plastic garden anyway is nothing, isn't it? I must remember that though because.
You say about the radio, right? Okay.
I mean, to give
time.
Some time.
Mm.
Or
when do you go down town?
Friday.
Oh, not before.
Well, I don't know. Why?
Well, if you do, and don't go special because it's not a ten. It's my turn to buy the draw prizes. I had a quick look around yesterday, but I haven't got a clue. Anything up to, you know, £10-15, pay £15 first price. Don't matter about the rest, it's only the first one. I can fill in, but I just.
Well, you get the Argos booklet, mate.
Yeah,
first one. I mean, Argos book's got everything. You can sit here.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have a look later on.
Yeah,
well, what sort of thing?
Well,
man,
that,
woman, or.
It, no.
I mean, because we had more money, we spent more money last time, we bought it. I mean, in a lady's watch, and that went down a tree.
Yeah, well, because that's...
It, but it still went down.
What,
you want something that's universal for the first one?
Well, not necessarily that. I mean, people buy them or they don't. I mean, I've always just gone straight away and got a nice big bottle of booze. And one or two cups
of
tea. I'll sell more on the shop floor. But I won't sell so many in the office.
No, no,
no.
I mean, get a bit of a
bore.
Yeah, that's what. I mean, around Christmas and that,
it's
good. But I mean, there's so much in here. And I mean, obviously, I'm not saying that you ought to buy it anywhere else. But, I mean, Argos prices are pretty good.
I was just thinking about if I couldn't find any other 15 quid voucher for somewhere.
But it's always nice to see the article, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's the sort of thing you say, cool, that's nice. Isn't it? And how much are you spending?
15.
Well, it's about 15 quid, and that leaves us the opportunity to get 6 or 8
little ones.
Little ones, yeah, so.
But,
I mean, if it went to 20, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't.
Well, we've got about 4 years.
You've done camera.
We've done practically everything.
But I mean, you won't.
Well, what about a cassette?
We've done that.
I mean, everything you can buy is in here.
Cordless telephone, we did that.
Isn't it, you know?
Mm.
But you still want a summit to draw people. Don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to make the people interested.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to us as far as that goes, as long as they are.
Well, what the whole thing is, they've got to be willing to part with that bit of money.
That doesn't matter, it's the same one for you, whatever it is. But you do like to give them something, don't you? it'll be useful
well,
to
of course you do. Of course you do. Well, I mean, I'll say you won't actually get a better selection than looking in here, will you?
No.
It's all there, isn't it, you know?
How much was that fork and spade?
£13.
See that?
Yeah, but there again, not everybody has garden.
The majority do, don't they?
Well, I think the majority do, yeah. And then you'd have to have something to draw the women, wouldn't you?
Mm.
I mean, I know it gets difficult. Of course it does. I'll say, if you look through this book, then quite honestly, what are you going to find out
there? Yeah, I mean, I never went in a single shop.
No.
All I did was look in the windows.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jill was right, and I said I'd give her a... If we did it... turn and turn about, you only have to buy them about once every 8 weeks, though.
Yeah.
And while she bought the first one last week, Beth did the rest.
Did she?
Mm.
So you're actually looking for one thing.
And then I will just fill in with the rest. Then you do get bottles of wine and...
About a clock.
We've done it before, but unless it's a, unless, if it's a nice one, then...
Hell of a selection. I know there's dear ones, but
I
don't know if there's any more on the previous page to that one, Beth. But it's a nice drawer, I would think. If it's a nice...
I mean, I presume they do. Burgers, don't they, do they?
I'm sure they do, because you can get them on the Christmas Club, can't you? I'm sure you can get an iOS. But I still always think personally,
we've
it's...
We've done clock radio. We've done alarm radio.
Yeah, when you see the thing.
Mm. Oh, of course.
I mean, look at those. They're gorgeous, aren't they?
Mm. Mind you, they don't, you know.
Oh, they don't?
They can if they want to, but I mean, it's just all we go around and say, right, the draw, the top rose in.
Oh,
so that's
beautiful.
That's all we need to do.
What's that? I think it's deer.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I can't really see it, but I can see what it... Yeah. But there's a lot there on that other page. Mm. Can have a look. I mean, the thing is, they're not that, you know, some of them are not that expensive.
Yeah, that's
good. I'm not sure what price was then at those.
Have you got that one?
The dearest one is £19.99 in that section.
Right.
And that's a pendulum one.
You've got three pendulums, four pendulums.
That's nice, isn't it? Mm. And it's a nice wall clock.
Have you had a wall clock, or have you
just had a clock? Oh, yeah,
I suppose. No, I don't suppose you had a wall. I don't know. You've had so many.
I mean, a wall clock
like
is a nice additive.
Over
to the
5 years, you've had so many bloody problems.
Mm.
It gets a bit
hard. Oh, that's
it's
really
a, I mean, it was the same at Christmas, really. Well, we just had that travel voucher.
Yeah. Well,
because we didn't know what to do anymore.
No, well, that's the biggest thing.
I mean,
thing,
the video recorder is now down within that range, virtually. Some, I mean, it's not the best. But you can get them 150 odd quid, can't you, now? But we've not considered one before because they were
too big. That one was, well, you've got to get an old Sharpie. I don't know what they were this year, but I mean, that was not much here than that.
Crystal?
Who?
Did you do
Crystal? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
they are. A lot of people have now collected those.
But they're too big.
Well, I say, I just said to you, I mean, we saw 40 odd quid for it to float.
Yeah.
The offices are, I think the offices between them were £10.50 last time. At 48 quid,
though. That's too big wall clock,
though. Yeah, it's a good idea, though. I love that.
I mean, the radio.
Yeah, but I say we've done all that, Walkman, all that sort of thing we've done at one time, whatever.
But I say, if you scout through
One bond. Uninteresting. There's nothing down there.
You've opened them, have you?
But I mean, you won't find a bigger selection than Argos. I think prices are pretty good.
Yeah, not everybody
wants that sort of thing.
Not everybody wants it.
No, that's right. There's a lot down there, there ain't.
Do you want to just stretch that out?
There's two big clocks there that make the noise out there to anybody's house.
I mean, the thing is with Argos, Mick, it says you walk around the last time.
Well, I'm right.
You know, I mean.
Well, I've been all the time through the oyster. And I'll say again, I never went into the shop, so I only saw the expensive stuff really.
But it's the time that
candy,
it's baked,
rumble,
isn't it? You know, I mean,
yeah, well, they're all there. They're all together, see, that's why I went.
I'm just, you know, thinking of time. When do you have it by?
Oh, as long as I've got a tidy morning, but I need to know by Wednesday, I should think.
I mean, I'll go to town.
No.
No problem with that.
It's not necessary at all.
And anyway, if you run in, if you say it's a war clock, just let's say it's one of these war clocks.
All you've got to do is just phone up and say, can you all...
What?
Just to make sure that it's there.
You could phone up and see if it's there, yeah. But failing that, you know, if you're going in town anyway, I can write the ticket out because I've got one here. And you just walk in with it, don't you? But if you phone up and they've got one, they'll reserve it for you, but you have to get it that day, won't it, Bill? So what's your next, Bill was asking on the first. What's your next item then?
Skittles.
Skittles, that's what she said, but when
I can't remember.
Oh. I can't remember nothing about it.
No, I can't remember. It's March, but when in March, I don't know.
Yeah, you were right, but I can remember that.
Thank you.
Have I had a barometer?
Do you want to walk down there? This one?
Yeah, go over.
Number four is 16 by 10 by 1.5. 16 and 1.5. Number five is 19.5 by 12 by 2.5. And number six, don't tell me, diameter 8 inches across.
Right.
2-year guarantee. Well, personally, these are those, but that's not bad, you know, it's not pending them.
Yeah.
And they're 15 feet.
Mm.
Well, what I do, like, I stick that,
that's
Connie's bit, but, I mean, these are all much too much, but, I don't think anybody's, quib about winning any of those.
She's burning your wood, Dad.
He does.
No, no.
She burns it like a goddamn tree or something.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'll have a look later today. But I don't need to get a better selection than that anyway.
No.
I say, if you did decide on something and wanted it, give me an opportunity to post Connie's parcel. Well, anyway, I doubt very much I want to stay in all blasted week anyway. Well, I hate this weather and that. I mean, it's depressing, isn't it?
What's that, we did, and you just took it in and I went in the next day and picked it up. State where we got the carpet.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I imagine that.
Hmm? Well, I said to Mum, if it works out that I get it, and that it's too far to walk in the morning and that, I'll see if I can get a deal going with one of the taxi firms.
Yeah.
Well, I sent the notes though, Carl, but you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
If it turned out to be 12 weeks' work.
Don't take this the wrong way. No.
What was that?
Doesn't matter. That part of it, I saw.
What about that?
I smoked something. By the end of tonight, I'm meant to be sort of got one packet. That means Wednesday night or Thursday. No,
Well,
maybe
not.
Hey.
Everybody forgets something.
I just wonder.
You little star.
I smoked plenty more than I should have.
More than you have, actually.
Take
no medicine. I mean, they work out so regular now, but...
They've been better down there lately, actually.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they were a pain.
Yeah, too full. So, the last time I was down there, and they opened up the door to go and get some dead hundreds in there. Thousands, in fact, all the time.
In the cupboard?
Yeah.
Are they all blue, though?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I thought they were doing
it. I bet there were 2,000 or 3,000 in there.
Yeah, but what they were doing was getting all this enormous load of black.
Yeah.
And,
Right, so you are normal then?
Well, yeah, I'll do what I can,
well,
if I mean, I'm going to have a look at that and see how long that takes.
I'm not moaning about that. If it goes, it goes. If it don't, we should get something out of it.
Well, I'll put them in the chipper, though. Don't know how long that'll take.
Well,
No, I can't do that. Yeah.
photos, I suppose. It was the last time, wasn't it?
Must have been, wasn't it, that day?
Yeah.
Microwave film.
Oh shit.
What is that then? Gotta have it.
You've got to have it?
Yeah. No, it's still in there. This one's got to go in the fridge for 4 hours.
It's like cling film, but it's microwave proof.
Well, what if I don't get it?
Must have it, do
you? Yeah, says it. Take it out the foil tray. Put in a Pyrex. And cover with microwave film.
Cover it with a lid.
Does that matter?
I would imagine it's doing exactly the same. First, there's microwave film only just come out.
Has it?
It ain't been out that long. Bring in your microwave know-how. It says here, cover and wrapping food.
Yeah.
What, in there?
In the microwave, yeah.
By covering the food during microwave cooking, you can speed up the cooking procedure. This also prevents splattering and juices all over the cooker wall. That's the gravy.
Yeah, would be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There
Remember to replace the metal ties provided with elastic band or string. Cling film plastic wrap is invaluable for microwave users, but do remember to puncture holes,
etc.
So, I would imagine, as long as you put a lid on it, it's doing exactly the same thing.
Do you do that when you do scrambled eggs, then? Do you put anything on it?
No.
Why don't that work the same? No.
Because it cooks at the top and then cooks inwards.
Well, I could go down and get some cling film, I suppose.
I wouldn't bother.
Won't bother.
Maybe
well,
we
just got to find something applicable then to use, isn't it?
Like, in the...
Yeah, on top of a pirate dish.
Yeah. I really wouldn't bother.
Mm.
I would bother. Watch out, he might shout without moving the receiver. And I said he did. How are you?
Yeah.
Well, we was coming down, now the cooker's gone up this morning. And the it lights up in the oven. I ain't got no bloody oven at the moment. It lights up, but it you turn the regular look, and it still stays the same level, which is, you know, sort of, you know, little.
So I've got the gas man coming tomorrow, but I doubt very much if he'll mend it tomorrow, but we're going to try to get there. She's been backwards and forwards getting on to job centres and all that jazz, but ain't got nothing. But, yeah, you ain't got nothing. Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, there isn't no point in sort of getting out aggravated about it, is there? None at all. She's been waiting on that, place down Junction Road, but that, you know, we've had nothing from there. No.
Ask her if she's signed on at Travell.
Leslie's had a letter to say from the down the job place, they ain't got nothing. Travell, she's just said. Have you heard of that one? Was it?
Travell.
Travell. Are you on that one? Yeah, she's on it.
Job spot?
Yeah, you've done the lot, have you, like she has? Yeah, well, I say it's one of them things. I mean, you get brassed off, but there's bugger all you can do, is there? You know. Well, it is, because, I mean, so many go for the damn same job, don't they? But what about your house, then? Any? Nothing? You have? That's it, yeah. The other place. Really? You see, that's a problem, because that's like Greatley and Amport, and Abbotan. Karen Rees wanted one in that Greatley lot, which is a similar, but she couldn't have one. Yeah, it's also petty, isn't it, you know? Yeah. Have they? They want to get shot off. Well, they'll have to change their policies, I think.
Yeah.
Will they? Yeah.
it's a chance, you know. I mean, Bert Solicitor sent a letter to him. We had a copy come here that he's got a pair of £50 a week. We know nothing. Nothing at all. So I don't know how long the customer will let it go on, you know.
Tell her he found you.
Well, she's on income support, look. 39 to 60 something a week. But, you know, he phoned again. I don't expect her to told you this bit. He phoned and I answered the phone, look. And he changed his story. He said, if she wants any money, I'll let her have some. And I said, too late. I said, you've put it in writing. And in the solicitor's letter, she said in there that he must get, if you don't understand it or don't agree or whatever, he must get a solicitor. But I know the bloody about it. What a thing. Certainly, yeah. Yeah, no, that's it, 100%. Anything nasty. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, well, I suppose it's a case of sitting and waiting, because I don't suppose they're a solicitor, let it go on forever. They can take it out of his... Yeah, they can take it out of his pay anyway, but that means going to court, wouldn't it, you see? Well, that's right. Yeah, well, she reckons, you know, on the army paying that, he can well afford that. And, I don't know, he might have got a solicitor, it might be all going on, who knows? No, it's just a case of sin. No. Well, that's right. I mean, at least she's getting something in. I mean, it's nothing, but it's something. Well, nothing at all. Yeah. We see Jenny on Tuesdays. Have you seen her? Yeah. Well, you get so bloody bored, don't you? You know, it's a good night, actually. She goes down with a friend. This is why we've done it, quite seriously, because, I mean, I'm bored to tears, this weather and all that, and it just drives me daft, you know, that it's a nothing sort of month, isn't it, you know? No, you can't. No, so this week on Tuesday, we're going swim and spa, and Rosemary and Anne and all them, Maggie, they are all there, so... This is what we're going to do, try it this week and see what it's like, you know, go through all the system there. But it is a night out, you know, that's right. Yeah, because I say, otherwise what you do is pretty out, squirt and go up the factory, you know, and I mean, it's nothing. It's bored of us out. How's the kids then? Good. Oh, well, that's a help, isn't it, you know. Oh, really? Oh, was it his?